New Orleans is rolling out the red carpet for Taylor Swift and her fans with good reason. They're about to give the city a huge economic boost. Mark Romig with New Orleans & Company says they've been leaving special friendship bracelets at the hotels for them to give to Taylor Swift fans as they check in.
They can go to a QR code and win a trip back to New Orleans sometime in 2025 to experience the things that Taylor has done when she's been here, because she has been in and out of the city several times, and so we've put together a great package.
Louisiana's public colleges are seeking $142 million in additional state funding for the next fiscal year. The Board of Regents wants more money despite projections the state will have fewer dollars to spend. Higher Ed Commissioner Kim Hunter Reed says they are requesting more money because private employers are looking for more qualified workers.
Higher education is critical for the state of Louisiana, and we've been asked to focus more and more on the education to employment pipeline.
A newly approved self-collection method for HPV testing means the expansion of cervical cancer prevention. According to the Louisiana Tumor Registry, Louisiana sees more than 200 new cases of cervical cancer every year. Associate Director of LSU LCMC Health Cancer Center, Dr. Donna Williams, on what this new test could mean.
No woman needs to get cervical cancer, much less die from it. And being seventh in the country for deaths from cervical cancer is something we can tackle.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jean Burns on TIX FM.